A snarl, and they're upon him. An ancient forest spirit at his heels. The only escape is in the Toyota BZ Woodland. John Cho stars in Camping. Test drive Toyota's new all-electric family today. Toyota, let's go places.
Dumber Than the Show trivia revisited later on. Then we'll play the new round today, coming up in about 2 hours and 20 minutes. In a moment, are you normal? Speeding while driving gives you less time to react. Another car could turn out in front of you. A pedestrian could be walking their dog. Follow the speed limit to keep them safe. Speeding catches up with you. Paid for by NHTSA. Are you normal? The subheadline. Only one out of every five people is actually normal. Are you? I'm going to give you a scenario, and then we'll pick which one you would do. The grocery store is out of your favorite brand of chips. What do you do? A, buy another brand. B, go on a rampage. This is unacceptable.
Yep, that's it.
Okay, all right, I'm thinking about it.
Ask an employee, hey, do you have it in back? Four, leave and go to another store for chips.
No, my fat ass would go straight to cookies. Yeah, oh, dang it, they don't have chips. Let's go for Oreos.
I guess that counts as buy another brand, yeah. Right? Yeah. All right, number two, looks like the grocery store is also short-staffed and the checkout line is very long. How do you react? A, just wait it out. B, try to sneak out without paying.
Oh, geez.
C, ask to speak to a manager. Or D, I'm already gone. All right, you're at a restaurant with your friend, and your medium rare steak comes out well done. How do you react? A, yell at the waiter and demand a do-over. B, just eat it. It's fine. C, kindly ask the waiter to send it back. Or D, say it's fine and then bitch the whole time about it.
There it is.
That's it's probably fine. The one.
Yeah.
All right, you're meeting another friend, but they're already 15 minutes late. What do you do? A, nothing. Keep waiting. B, wait, but ask them about it when they arrive. C, go on without them. My time is too precious. Or D, entertain yourself somehow.
Yeah, entertain myself somehow.
Yeah, entertain myself.
Yep.
Okay, this next one didn't really fit for me. Unfortunately, they had an answer that made that appropriate. You're at a party and the DJ still hasn't played the song you requested. What do you do? A, I wonder how I got there and who kidnapped me. No. A, I would never request a song at a party. Spoiler alert, that's what I picked. B, go up to the booth and raise some hell. C, just enjoy the music being played. D, leave the party. It's boring anyways. Kelly, you're requesting a song?
Depends on the party, man. If it's one of those where you can request a song, then yeah. But it's kind of like, you know, when you're at your house and you're playing your music and you got that one friend that's like, oh, you would love this one song.
Yeah.
And then they take over and all they want to do is play their music.
No, that's annoying.
I'm not going to do that to a DJ who probably has a set list. And if they don't play it, I just keep dancing.
All right. Next one. Your upstairs neighbor is banging on the floor. I assume that means like, okay. Not like humping. Keeping you up at night. How do you react? I guess we don't really know. A, kindly ask them to quiet down. B, call the police on them. Oh, yeah, that's what Maitland did to those nice neighbors she had.
Oh, yeah,
C,
they were real nice.
Start looking for new places. I don't like confrontation. Or D, just try to ignore it. That's it.
Yeah.
D, follow up. Your neighbor just sent you a gift basket with a letter saying, hey, sorry for the noise. And, you know, we knew we got out of hand. How do you react?
Gift basket.
A, it's the least they could
do.
B, send them a kind gift or letter back to thank them. C, refuse their gift and tell them F off, still pissed.
Mm-hmm.
Or D, think to yourself, well, that's sweet.
That's what I would do. Think to myself, that's sweet.
Yeah. And I'd say, hey, no problem. All right. Your mom called and accidentally spoiled your surprise birthday party. What do you do? A, yell at her. Well, who are you?
You're B, dumb bitch.
Laugh and don't think much of it. C, purposely ruin her birthday party when you get a chance.
That's right.
Or D, thank her for being a part of it.
These are all dumb choices.
I would say laugh and don't think much of it is not dumb.
Yeah.
Like, what else are you going to do?
That's
shaker?
That's the
like
best one of all of them.
I'd probably be like, Mom, I didn't know that was happening. And then we could laugh about it.
I'd be like, thank God you told me. I am going to avoid that.
Yeah.
I'd thank her for being part of it. And then as soon as we get off the phone, I'd cry.
Really?
Yeah.
Because you'd be so sad that you missed out on the whimsy?
Yeah. Because I'd be like, man, the one time people come together to try to surprise me, she ruins it.
Mm-hmm. You see a stranger crying on the floor in a public restroom. What do you do? A, ignore them. They want to be left alone.
Yep.
B, sit and talk with them. C, attempt to smile at them, but don't say anything. Try to make them laugh by embarrassing yourself. You know, walk out of the toilet with your pants down and go, yeah, I forget.
Where is just leaning down and going, you okay?
Yeah, that's the answer.
I don't want to sit.
I'm going to sit and talk.
Yeah. Are you?
Sober, drunk.
No.
Lastly, your phone is on 5%. Your sibling is using the only charger. How do you react? Unplug their phone and steal the charger without saying anything. Ask them if they can have the charger. C, wait till their phone is charged and plug yours in later. What? Or D, steal the charger, hide their phone so they can't find either one.
Just ask if you can borrow or use the charger.
Yeah. I don't know why they said one out of five people. We agreed on most of those.
Yeah.
So clearly, the five of us are normal.
Yeah.
And I bet most people
listening barometer.
Are normal.
According to this, I'm a free spirit.
Me too, Steve.
Is that what it said?
You actually have a free spirit. This makes you seem a little unique to some people, but there are plenty who understand or admire you.
Yeah, mine just says pretty normal.
That's what I got. That's not as fun.
Mine says I'm a dime a dozen.
Wow.
Which I take that as a bad thing.
Yeah, it's not great.
But then it says, you're a diamond in the rough. Everything that makes you different is what makes you beautiful.
That's the opposite.
That does not relate to any of this.
No, if you're a dime a dozen, that means the rough is filled with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're all diamonds. That's good, though. So congrats. Mm-hmm. Dumber Than the Show Trivia Revisited. Next, it is the Free Beer and Hot Wig Show.